Okay. Greetings, my name is Donald J. Norman Cox with the Oral History Program at University of North Texas. Today is January 26, 2024. I am interviewing Amani C. for inclusion in the Our Stories, Our Justice project of the Storming Caesar's Palace campaign. This discussion was conducted at the 10th Annual Denton Black Film Festival. I mentioned your name, but I'm going to start by asking you, in case I got it wrong, I'm going to start by asking you to state your full name, please.
Amani C.
Amani C. I got it right.
Yes.
Okay. What generation do you consider yourself to be a part of?
I'm a part of Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. You said that definitively. Okay. Are there any one or more ancestors to whom you wish to dedicate this oral history?
Yes, to my great-grandmother, who is now passed, Savannah Bolden.
Savannah Bolden.
Correct.
Okay. And why did you choose her?
In watching this film, I was so inspired by the power of the matriarchs. And she was someone who, in my family, is affectionately known as Granny Fanny, and had such a passion for passing down traditions, being a leader, bringing people and community together, and also carrying forward the tradition of quilt making in our family.
Okay. So you are in a family of quilt makers.
I'm in a family of creatives and makers and artists. My grandmother, Savannah Bolden's daughter, Cynthia Vaughn, is a award-winning quilt maker and using it to continue the traditions of telling stories of African-American history and Black history in the States. And each of my grandmothers has had a hand in teaching me and my six sisters how to sew, how to quilt, and how to kind of tell these stories and express ourselves through making something that's not only functional but serves as a piece of art.
Oh, wow. Six sisters.
Yes.
Any brothers?
One.
Okay.
Let me correct that. It's six girls, but five sisters to me.
Okay.
One brother, so seven of us. We are a clan.
Yeah. You know, he has a rough time. Okay, I'm sure y'all love him. You know, let's see, are there, what would you say are the biggest challenges that you had to overcome in your life, in your life?
In my life, I think some of the biggest challenges that I've had to overcome is stigma around my gender and people assuming they know me because of who they see. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of those challenges have presented themselves in trying to make friends, in trying to find work, and even in trying to discover and know myself. Because so many people are quick to label you or what they assume of you. And even in those assumptions being positive, you're strong. You're someone who perseveres. You're resilient. You can lose aspects of yourself that are tender, that are vulnerable. And trying to shed some of those just ideas around who I am as a young woman growing up and trying to discover truly who I am to myself, I think has been one of those hardest challenges.
Are you familiar of any major challenges that your great-grandmother, mm-hmm. right, that she had?
She had a lot. I think one of the reasons I admire her so much is she married and her husband was in the military, and that creates a lot of transition. And I think her grace under pressure is one of the things that I admire the most. And I think that raising a large family, I know that she had a lot of kids herself. I don't quite know the number off the top of my head, And still, I think keeping some of that joy and grace around her has just inspired me, and I know was something that was challenging for her as she went through it.
When was she born?
Oh, I don't know that. I think when she passed away, which was 2018, she might have been 91 or 92.
Okay, so for her to be in a military family, that had to have been a challenge by itself at the time, because blacks were not, the opportunities for blacks in the military were very limited.
Yeah.
So to be a career, for that to be the career.
I don't remember her full story, but I know that a large part of just who she was, like, she didn't have a higher education. I know that that was a challenge for her. But even in that, I think one of the beauties, when I talk about Cynthia, her daughter, worked in education. And I think both of them instilled a passion for learning and education that carries through her family. So I think that legacy is super strong.
So I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to ask, of the thing that you mentioned as a challenge that you've overcome, I was wondering if there were any similarities, any connection between your experience and hers.
That's not something I've really explored. That's not something I've looked into. So, off the top of my head, not at this moment. Not that I can pinpoint with specificity.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You, I know it was your great grandmother, but did you meet her?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I had a lot of affection for her, okay. And a lot of that bonding came through quilting and sewing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. Is there any, are there any conditions that you would like to see, social conditions or whatever, contemporarily, that you would like to see changed?
Social conditions. There's so many. I think there's a lot of ways as a society that we can improve. I think one of the ones that I'm very passionate about, it's just the state of women and gender equality, and I think that we've still got a long way to go in truly valuing how women show up.
Okay.
And that's in all facets of work and life.
Okay. Very well spoken. I appreciate that. Was there anything else that you would like to share?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think you captured a lot of it, yeah.
Well, you have done a good job of archiving your ancestor.
Yes.
You know, anything that you would like to share about yourself?
The only thing I think I would like to share about myself is I am a strong Texas woman, a black woman, and I hope to carry the legacy of these women forward.
Yes, very good. Thank you very much.
Thank
I'm going
you so
to
much.
End this now.